following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy.
Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Tet Zayin. We're holding on the Mishnah on Tet Vav Amud Beit, but we wish to dedicate this Daf to our missing chaver who decided that the Daf Yomi in the Rakia is apparently more worthwhile and has departed. And that is Rabbi Arye Lev ben Eliyahu HaKain. So according to Rabbi Meir, we've been talking all along what the din is about the relationship of you have a korban, which is the ikur, and you have a lechem, which is a tofel. The examples that we've spoken about until now were the shnei kivsei atzeret and their relationship to the shtei halechem, and the lachme teida that we spoke of, where you also have the actual behema, and then you have the lechem, the relationship of ikur to tofel that we discussed yesterday. So as a general rule, the zvicha can cause pigul in the nesachim, but it's for the first time we recognize that's only once they were already kadosh bekli. These nesachim, of course, is referring to the minchat nesachim, which is brought together with the korban. And here, for the first time, we're talking about wine or liquids as well, which until now we've been discussing only the lechem, and it's exactly the same halacha when it comes to the wine. So says Rabbi Meir. And the nesachim, on the other hand, cannot be mefagel the zevach. And here too we have exactly the same relationship as we had before, in which we explain what we mean. Ketzad, you're shochet the zevach to eat lechom imenu lemachar, hu v'nisachav mefugalim. So if the zevach itself was nishchat as pigol, then the zevach plus the nesachim that come with it are pigol. Lahakriv nisachav lemachar, but if the intent was that the object of the pigol involved the wine, then only the nezachim are mefugalim, because they are tefelim, and the zevach eino mefugal. Why then is this not included in exactly the same Mishnah? And why is this dafka the opinion of Rabbi Meir? Because of a very interesting halacha. And that is that the interrelationship between the korban for which the nesachim are being brought and the nesachim themselves is a far looser relationship than the relationship of the shtei alechem to the kvasim, or of the lachme teida to the teida. And that is for a very simple reason. The nesachim can be brought a week later. Now, obviously, it's not the zrikat adam that is going to make the difference, and that, by the way, accounts for this unusual insertion of the word mishikichu bikli. Because before we didn't talk about that, it was obvious that we're talking about those things that are brought together with the zevach. Why does he mention only mishikichu bikli? Because obviously, Rabbi Meir also has to take into consideration, what about if a month later you're bringing the nesachim? You're certainly not going to tell me they didn't even exist before, that the dam before was matir them, and therefore the zrika of that dam, which was done as pigul, will now reach forward into the future a month later and turn these. I mean, that's ridiculous. Therefore, he's saying it's dafka if it was at the time present and kodesh in the kli. So now that was mechabered with this episode. This indeed is a whole new extension of the principle we were talking about before. And as we'll see, indeed the Chachamim do not agree with Rabbi Meir. Actually, we spoke about this many times, because they say that you could bring the Nesachim, Mikan Vada Sara Yomim, and therefore how could it be that it should become pigul together with the Zevach? It doesn't have the relationship that we've been discussing until now, where clearly no Toda, no Lechem, no Shtei Kvasim, no Shtei Halechem. So the principle is, as Rabbi Meir, it's exactly the same thing as the lachme teida. Since the dam is what is matir them, so that it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, the klal is kol sheyesh lo matirin bein la adam bein la mizbeach, can be an object of pigol. So why doesn't this have matirin? Diver Rabbi Meir. Omrulo le Rabbi Meir, say the Chachomim, how can you say that the dam is matir them? If halo adam mivizivcho hayom unisachav adasar hayomim, what if he comes 10 days later when the dam is long gone? Amala Mola, I wasn't talking about that case. Afanilo Amarti, Ella Bebainana Imazeva. Didn't you hear what I said? I said, Mishikichu Bekli, if they're sitting there in their Kodesh. So then, if you refago the Zevach where the Nesachim were there, so then you could be mefago them. That is true. But certainly you cannot be mefagel something where it isn't yet Kodesh Bekli to be mefugal. But once you've interrelated them by having them present at the time so that they were Kodesh Bekli, then Enoch Inami, you can certainly be mefagel them because the dam is matir them. No, absolutely not. Also not ma'akev. So they said to Rabbi Meir, so what? Even according to you. Suppose I change my mind and I decide I want to bring these Nesachim for another carbon that I have. You know what? I'd rather bring them with the other carbon I'm bringing today. I can be Mishaneh, and therefore you cannot possibly say that they became Kavua specifically in a relationship to this carbon. So Omrulo, they told him, but is it not Efshel L'shanoto L'zevach Acher? Some don't have the gears of Omar law. That is the Gemara's question, as is mashma from later. Omar Rava Kasover Rabbi Meir Hukbu B'shchita. Indeed, Rabbi Meir holds that's not true. He holds that they're like Lachme Todah, Kelachme Todah, in that that's all very nice up to the moment that you shechted it. But the moment that you shechted it, and it was Kodesh Bekli at the time of Shkita, having in mind that it should be for Zevach A, indeed you cannot be Mishanet to Zevach B, and it's specifically because of that that I view them as being related to the Zevach the way the Lachme Todah is related to the Zevach. So actually, this is what it would boil down to, according to the way that we have the Girsa here. Ketosis points out that in the Tosefta, the Girsa does not quite follow this, but this is the way our Gemara seems to be coming out. Tonarabana. Log Shemen Shel Mitzora. We have a fascinating, similar situation, interestingly enough, also that involves a liquid, which is the Log Shemen Shel Mitzora, which, according to Rabbi Meir, Chayavino Lav Mishum Pigul, because if it's brought together with the Asham, it's the Dam HaAsham that is Matir, the sprinkling of the Lug, on the Behonot of the Mitzora. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Omrula la Rabbi Meir, but how could that be if in fact he didn't have a Lug Shemen at the time that he brought his Asham? Halo Adam mevi Asham hayom v'lugo mikan v'adasara yamin. So if it's able to be brought without the Dam HaAsham, so how can you say the Dam HaAsham is Matir? Amar lahem, and again, the klal is that kol sheyesh lo matirin, bein la adam u bein la mizbeach, only those things can be mefugalim. So how can you call this a davar sheyesh lo matirin? To which he replied, what he replied regarding the case of the Mishnah, of the Nesachim, and he said to them, Amar lahem, af anilo amarti, ela beba ima zevach, ima asham. In this case, we're talking about, as I said in the case where we were talking about the Nesachim, I mean, if you bring your Lok Shema together with the Asham, then they're linked. To which, and again, some don't have this Girsa Amorle, which is mashma, because we don't see an answer. We only see an answer that's offered by Amoraim. So the Gemara asks, but so what? Is it not Efshar l'shanoto l'asham acher? To which Rava responds, Omar Rava kasava Rabbi Meir hukpu'u b'shechita kelachmei todah. The point over here is that that's all very nice, but only up until the time that you actually did the Shechita, but the moment that you do the Shechita, you don't have an option of being Mishaneh to another Asham, and therefore it's exactly the same as the interrelationship of the Todah to the Lechem of that Todah. Pigel Bekomet, Belova Levona, Belovona Velova Komet. At last we get to the issue that has been troubling us all along, and that is the question of Chatzi Matir. Whether Mefaglim Bechatzi Matir, and of course that was on our mind from the very opening of the Perek, which began with Moda Rebbe Yossi Bezeh, and we understood that to mean that the issue is not a question of Mefaglim Bechatzi Matir, but whether Matir is Mefaglis HaMatir. Finally, we get to the part of our Mishnah which indeed directly addresses the din of Chatzi Matir. since the shirayim of a mincha only become mutarim in a case where you were makriv both the lavona and the komets, in the event that you were mefagel only in one of the two matirin, the din should be, if you're in mefagel b'chatzi matir, that there's no pigel at all. The question whether it's pasul or not, we discussed yesterday, as to, is there a way in which we would have made a mistake that there's a similar case which would only have one matir, and that's where we, in advance, discussed this mission yesterday. So, says Rabbi Meir, who cares? Pigel. V'chayam v'lav karet. V'chachomim omrim ein bo karet. We were medayek. Ein bo karet, but a gzera d'rabona there is for the reason that we were medayek that is upcoming in the next few lines. So, ein bo karet. And therefore, no lavona, meaning bepigel, no karet. However, there is a case, and as we said yesterday, well, obviously it's trivial. If there's only one matir, then of course that matir is befagel. And we explain the following case is not trivial because it's come to explain the reason that the chachamim said ein bo karet, but nonetheless it's asur midrabbanan. And why would that be? And that's the way we understood the Mishnah to say now, because Modim Chachamim la Rabbi Meir, since the Chachamim obviously would agree to Rabbi Meir, a trivial statement, the Minchat Chotei, Minchat Kana'ut, where there is no Levona, well, certainly in Pigo B'Komet, Shul Pigo B'Chayovan Lov Komet, Akoret, because it's only the Komets in that case which is the Matir. Therefore, because they are moded to that, they agree that the issue is only in Bo Karet, but that an Issur D'Rabbanan should remain because of an innate problem that could lead to Pigel in very, very similar circumstances. Now, we also have the other case that we were talking about of Chatzi Matir, one of the other cases, which was where you have the two kvasim, and here we have the interesting interrelationship. There's a few points of serious interest here. One is the fact that the two kvasim, we can address the question of whether they can affect each other, and that would be whether a matir can be mafagal a matir, and it seems in this case, it would appear that everybody is motor. You can't be mafagal the other matir. That's why we need to bring it up separately. Despite the fact that in cases where both batir and were hukpu'u in one kli, which is not the case here, that over there was a machloket between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, whether a matir could be mafagal a matir, but everybody's bite in this case. So there's this end of the Mishnah is actually full circle from the beginning of the Mishnah. And that's why it's really important to see the Mishnah of this parak is a single unit. So we begin with the words, we need to focus on two issues, because in this case, Rabbi Yossi is in fact meide, that there's no problem of the chatzi matir, but there is still a problem of ein matir, mefagalas hamatir. But in the last case, in the final case, everybody would agree that a matir is not mefagal a matir if one of the kipsi atzer to the other kipsi atzeres. There's nothing that joins them. They're not waved together. They're not bekuddish together. And therefore, they have a unique relationship. So, let's see that inside. In a case where you have the two kvasim, shachat echad min ha-kvasim, to eat the two shtei alechem tomorrow. Or the other case that we have, where there was two matirin, was the lechem aponim, where we had two bezichin. So, yiktir echad min ha-bezichin, lechol shnei starim lemachar. Rabbi Meir Omer here too. What's the problem? Chatzi matir is no problem. Chatzi matir. Pigo v'chayom en alav karet. V'chachamim omrim. Ein bo karet. Ad shifagel b'chol hamatir. Shachat echad ben hakvasim lachom imenu lemachar. You shecht one of those kvasim to eat it tomorrow. So then, hu pigul v'chaviro kasher. In that case, it is indeed pigul. But if the idea was to eat the other one tomorrow, lachom michaviro tomorrow, to which it has no connection, and then you're trying to be mafagel a matir, shneihem kisherim, because ein matir mafagel ma matir, that is unlinked to it. Omar Rav, this machloket that we have, in which we seem to take for granted that if you hold ein matirin, ein mefagman b'chatzi matir, that you would need to define the situation of pigel with each matir individually, is not as simple as it looks. Because you also need to take into consideration about whether a person can determine the meaning of his actions by making a statement at the beginning and then not repeating it again. So supposing somebody is baking matzahs and he says, L'shem matzahs mitzvah. But he says this only on the first time that he does the lisha. Does it apply to all the other things? He didn't mention it there. Well, that needs to be questioned. Because I say, says Rav, that the whole machloket over here in calling it a chatzi matir is because you started off by not saying anything wrong. So you went ahead, you bring the komitz b'shtika, and then you bring the levona b'machshava, let's say, right? So over there, the part that was done wrong was only one half. But suppose you started by doing it wrong. And then you didn't explain anymore that you meant anything different. You say, I do hereby give this komets in order to be eating the shirayim tomorrow. But then you bring the lavona and you don't mention anything about that. So there, I say, if you were first not on a komets b'achshava lavona b'shtika, everybody is murdered that the entire thing is pigo. Because that's not a chatzi matir. Shekola oseh al da'at rishonah oseh. And therefore, it's as if, being as he didn't say otherwise, it's as if he defined everything that he was doing as L'shem Matzah's Pigol. V'Shmuel Amar? Shmuel says it's exactly the same thing. You need to define what you're doing as Pigol, and there's no such thing as an assumption of Pigol because a previous action was Pigol. So Rava was saying over this Bachokas Rav Shmuel, and Rav Acha Bar Avuna asked Rava, Where do we say that we can be mefagel and that a single machshava is going to make it pigo bikmitza ubematan kli ubehiluch? That's only where you're dealing with. Now this is a fascinating brighter because it changes a lot of what we were thinking. We thought that ein mefagel b'chatzi matir means that something's got to be wrong with both of the matirim in order for the korban to be picked. So in the case of our mincha, we have two matirim, komets and lavona. If the lavona is functional, anything that you do to mess up the komets is not going to create pigo. That's what we thought. But that's not true. And this is what this braita comes to establish. The meaning of ein mefagel b'chatzi matir is not that the matir itself has to be ruined. It's that the aveda has to be ruined. If the aveda has two components, then either it's all or nothing if you're ein mefagel b'chatzi matir. But how about an aveda that only applies to one of the matirim? You don't do kmitza on the levina. You only do kmitza for the kmitza on the solet. So over there, if you've got an act in the kmitza itself, which is irrelevant to levana, if you have an act of pigel in the matan kli, which is irrelevant to levana, there is no matan kli with the levana. Now the next word is a little embarrassing, and let's pretend it's not there because we're going to have to get back to it. Or if you have a machshava in the hiluch, because there certainly is hiluch for the levona. But as I say, let's pretend that's not there. So then we don't have a problem of a chatzi matir. But bolo la haktara. If you come now to the issue of haktara, well, haktara has two components, komets and levona. There you get into the machloket of Rabbi Meir and the Chachom. And what is the machloket? Here it says the machloket is whether you do A, b'shtik and B, or A, b'pigel, or B, so it's either way, in other words. Doesn't matter whether you started with the pigel or you ended with the pigel, it's going to be pigel anyway, which seems to say we do not say that everyone is made a kolaisa. Al dat rishonah hu oseh. So balo la'aktara natana ta komets b'shtika v'ta levona b'machshava, or the komets b'machshava and the levona b'shtika. And nonetheless it says that there's a machlokas. The Rabbi Meir on the pigo b'chayovan of karet v'chachabim omrim in bo karet ad shefagel b'chol amatir. Now forget about all the other issues. I want you to focus just on this one issue. Katani miyat, does it or does it not say here very clearly, Natanet akometz b'machshava, and then levona b'shtika, which you said, what's the din? Well, everybody's made a, that first machshava, that defined all that was to come. Oh yeah? Well, that's not what it says over here. It says that the chachomim are pligi. So how do you explain that? Well, says Rav, I guess Well, I have to say that when it says that Natan et hakovetz the levona b'shtika, the kometz b'makshava, doesn't mean it started with that. It meant he had first brought the levona b'shtika and then gave the kometz b'makshava. You gotta be kidding. I mean, there's two minor problems with this issue. One is that you just said the same thing in the other direction. You started with that. What are you adding? The first case was, you said, Natan et hakometz b'shtika v'et halavona b'makshava. And now you're saying, you started with the levona b'shtika and the kometz b'makshava. I mean, that's the same issue, isn't it? It's not exactly the same issue, right? I mean, it's not disastrous, because one case is talking about the Lavona is Bishtika and the Kometz is B'machshava, and one is that Kometz is Bishtika, the Lavona is B'machshava. Okay, but, I mean, conceptually, it seems to boil down to the same issue. So that's one minor problem. The other minor problem, Rava, is that it does say, and afterwards, I mean, and afterwards usually refers to a dimension called the temporal, and it's telling you the order of events, and you're saying, no, it actually had already happened, and the word acher kach means backwards in time, not forwards in time. very big stretch. So that's my first problem. First of all, chodayim kamayim. That's exactly what you said before. And there's the minor issue of the word and afterwards, which you're saying means and before. Tirgama Reb Chanina wa. Yeah, that approach was a little weird, but I have a good explanation. Maybe we're talking about two different kohanim. In other words, one kohen brought the kometz b'makshava. Now another kohen takes over and brings the levona stam. We're certainly not going to say that kohen's A, l'shem matzis pigel, is going to define kohen's B, shtika. So maybe that's the case. So you can't therefore bring a raya. We may be talking about shtei deot, not dad rishonav, another guy. Oh yeah? Let's try a very similar case. Well, you're not going to be able to get away with that kind of stuff. Tashma. When it comes to the question of the equivalent issue of pigel of the dam of a zevach, now, of course, any matona of the dam is enough to be matir, and therefore that first matona is what will be koveh the pigel, even though it's only one out of four. Let's say of the chatas, right? But when do we say that? We learned this in Zvachim. Bamed varim amurim. Only where the dam is being brought on the mizbeach hachitzon. But what about the complex situation where you have totally different sets of dam that are brought in different places? Let's say the damim anitanim ala mizbeach hapnimi. For instance, you've got 43 different matanot that come on Yom Kippur that have to be given bifnim. So you've got the echat lamala v'sheva lamata. You remember that achat achat v'shtayim and all of that. And that's done twice. One for the par, one for the soyer. 2 times 8 is 16. Now let's move back. That's Ben Badei Ha'aron. Let's move back into the Heichal. And we need to do the same thing. Remember, we do that on Yom Kippur too. In our Achasamala Shevalamata, we do that for the par of the soyer on the parochet. So that's 16 and 16. Gives us, there we go, 32. Then we mix the dam together and we put it on the four sides of the Mizbeach HaZahav. Gives us 32 plus 4.
Plus 4.
Yeah, that's okay. 36. Amazing. This is amazing. We are full of mathematicians here. And then we've got an additional 7 matanot that you've got to give also on the actual. We've got the 7 special matanot on the middle part of the Mizbeach, the shiny part of the Mizbeach, and that adds an additional 7 to the 36, which equals 43. Now over there, there's also Achadasre. There's also 11 matanot of the par Kohen Mashiach, or the 11 matanot of the par Olam Dovah Shel Tzibur. We're over there, of course, you don't go lefnei v'lefnim, but you do have 7 hazot on the parochet, plus an additional 4 on the corners of the Mizbeach Hazov, which gives you 11. So over there, the point is that if you do pigel in one of these sets, then you're only affecting sort of part of the matter of the Dham. So in that case, now get the words clearly over here because I'm going to hit you with them later. Pigel bein berishona, bein bishniya, bein bishlishit, whether you mefagel the first set, which is the thayvel afnim, the second set, which is on the parochet, the third set, which is on the mizbeach hazav, any of the above, Rabbi Meir omer pigel v'chayoven alav karet, v'chachamim omrim ein bo karet, ad shefagel b'chol amatir. Now, I'd like you to note the fact that it says over here, Bein Berishona, Bein Bishniya, Bein Bishlishit. According to you, if the first part was brought as a Machsheves Pigel only, then even the Chachomim would have agreed, because they say that's L'Shem Matzah's Pigel works for the entire Aveda. And therefore, why would it not be a agreed psak both between the Chacham and Rabbi Meir, at least in a case where you were Mefago Berishona? So you see from here that we do not say Kolosel Dat Rishona Osa. I know what you're going to say. You're going to say maybe it's talking about different Kohanim. But that involves a very serious issue. Suppose we need to replace the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and now his replacement, because that's the only way you can have two Kohanim on Yom Kippur, so now his replacement walks in. Does his replacement continue on with the Matana that was already available, that was Shechted? Or does his replacement have to start all over again by Shechting a new Parvus Sayer? If you hold Lamaisa that you've got to start all over again, then you'll never have a case where part of it can be done by another Kohen, and therefore you can't say Deot. So now you're not going to be able to get away with this so easily. B'chitem, if you try to tell me that the case over here about the 43 on Yom Kippur is talking about where you had two different or three different Kohanim, each one doing a different one of the Zrikas, well, that would be true, but only according to Aman di Amar. So Hani Kala Aman di Amar, when the Torah says, Bizot Yavo Aaron el HaKodesh, Bepar ben Bakar lechatat. That means, doesn't mean literally has to come with a par. He could come even with the dam of a par that someone else had checked it. His alter ego, who was the first Kohen Gadol, was Nivsa. But according to the Aman di Amar, who says that the only way you can come in is if you bring a par from the beginning, and it's not enough to come in, bedomo shel par. So then you can't possibly have two deot.
So one can bring, one says.
One coin?
One
me and you?
Yes. Okay. One opinion is that he can come with the dump from the other guy's par. And the other one is that he's got to bring a whole other par entirely.
Start all over again.
Par for the
court. Omar Rabba, Hachab Amayas, Kinan, I have an answer to that one. It's talking about over there that you are mefagel indeed berishona. So you'll say, okay, so kolosal dat rishonaos. Ah, but he was shasak bishniya. So you'll say, so what? Kolosal dat rishonaos. True. But then when he comes to the third one, he does it again with his pigel. Now, if he was really kolosal dat rishonaos, why does he think it's so important to make a proclamation for the third series to say, I am doing this for shame matzah's pigel? Must be because in the middle he really wasn't thinking about it, you see. And therefore we're back to the Chatzi Matir issue. That's the point. So here it's talking about my skin go to Pigel Berishona. Of course, this is conveniently ignoring the fact that it says or, not and, in the third one. So it was Mefagel in the Rishona, then he was Shatak Bishniya, and then he came back and was Mefagel again the Shlishit. The reason that in this case we don't say Kolo Saldat Rishonao said is because Isal Kadaita Kolo Saldat Rishonao said, why did he need to repeat the pigle again for the third time? Mahade pigle bishlishit lamali. Matki Floravashi. Now, wait a minute. You're inserting a new thing over here that the Mishnah doesn't say anything about. It doesn't say anything about shutting up in between. It just says, Pigo Berishana or Bishniya Bishlishit. Where does it say that he did something Bishtika? I mean, the approach isn't bad, Rava, in the sense that we could say that it means, Hachmai Skinan, Kigon Shapigo Berishana or Bishniya. Maybe it means you were mefago in the first and second. And the third one, you were left without saying anything, which I don't need to mention, because, I mean, it's not in the middle. So over there, we would say, if indeed he was going to be doing the whole thing, why did he make two proclamations? Obviously, he's implying that wherever I do not make that proclamation, I do not mean l'shem matzah spigel. That's the point. Because then, mahadar pigel b'shniya lamali. Why would he need to repeat it a third time? Ravashi, and how about the fact that it says either or, not and, first and second. It says either or. But the din is, if it's either or, the first one alone should be kolosal dat rishonaosa. And nonetheless, the chachamim are arguing. All right, that's a problem. Now, it's not a devastating problem. It's not a tiyufta. Why? Because it's true, according to Rabbi Meir, that it's bain bain. I mean, Rabbi Meir does say, either way, what do I care? Why is it problematic? It's problematic because then the Chachomim should have said that unless it's Berishona, it doesn't help. But if it's Berishona, then it's enough. Why do they say Kolamat? They say, Achifagya Berishona, and then it'll be clear that it would be Kolamat. Okay, fine, but that's not so terrible. Certainly we have a right to set up the story here that it should be going to Libet Rabbi Meir, and the Chachomim are nonetheless able to insert the part that's the argument. Anyway, getting back to the whole issue over here, I have a serious question about this. You're telling me that, I bring the dam for pigo when I go into the Kodesh HaKadosh. I walk out into the Heichal. I bring now the continuation of what's left in that dam and sprinkle it b'shtika. I don't care. Let's say the case b'shtika, you said. I bring it b'shtika and I put it on the parochet and on the Mizbeach HaZahav. I didn't even see any dam there. What, do you see any dam? That red stuff? That's not dam. That's water. Why do I say it's water? Because it was already ruined. You turned it into pigo when you were inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. So you end up never completing the Aveda because you're using water instead of blood. So isn't the din that pigo doesn't work until it was completely completed, just as if it were a kosher carbon? Remember, it's a parallel world. Either I bring my carbon fully for pigo. Remember, we had this entire sugya word for word back in Zvachim, so I'm sure it's fresh in your mind. So then it turned into water when you were in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So forget about the Chatzi Matir jazz. You never completed the job of the carbon. If you don't complete it, the pigo is never going to be koveya the Yisr Karet. Those are the rules. So Omar Mar, Rabbi Meir Omer Pigul, the Chayavina Lav Karet. How could you be Chayav Karet? I mean, look, Michti, Karet lo mechayav achi karvu kol amatirin, right? It's got to all be done properly. The Amar Mar, we learned in the Braita, that since the Torah uses the word pigul hu lo yeratzeh, and we find the word yeratzeh le korbani shel Hashem. That word yeratzeh means that the Torah is using the word in the same way to teach that it has to be done kahartzaat kasher kahartzaat pasol. To make a carbon pasol is just as hard as making a carbon kosher. Just like a carbon that's kosher is not going to be kosher until all of the matirin are brought, so too, if you're trying to turn the carbon into pigol, you would have to be karev kol matirin. But the problem is, you don't have those matirin in this case. You know why? Because the moment that you were choshev on that dam bifnim, you now pasled that dam and turned it into water. So kimani, go ahead, try to use it for a transfusion. So therefore, kimani behechal, it's clearly just water. It's maya ba'amu the kamani. How can you make a carbon kosher by sprinkling water? Now the truth is, this is not such a terrible problem, because obviously this is true every time you bring a carbon that's pigul. You start off doing the shkita. I'm doing the shkita in order to be zerik the dam tomorrow. So then the dam is possible. So how did you ever do the hartzah of the carbon? So it's clear that whatever it is that the Torah had set up as the standard of pigul, that is the hartzah for pigul. The only reason that we think that here it should be different is because I'm taking for granted that the separate universes of which I bring this Dham need to be viewed as completely different avodas, and we wouldn't say that this follows the standard Gzeirat HaKatuv. This is what it means to bring Pigel. I understand the Shechita by definition. The Dham of that Shechita is what creates Pigel. But I don't understand that the Dham of one set is sufficient to complete the Din of the Hatzah of the other set. In the end, of course, we're going to be forced to conclude that that's exactly the case, and that it's not really a problem. But it's important to see it in context. So we're taking for granted that the separate sets make all the difference in the world. So what do you do? Amar Rab, I'll tell you what you do. It could very well be talking about that you've got four separate korbanos. Because all you need to do, I mean, if something happens to the dam, let's say you kick over the bucket. So now the question is, you bring another carbon, so you kicked over the dam of the par of the sire, bring another par of the sire, and use the dam from the point that you finished. Each set constitutes a different aveda. So it's possible to have separate blood from a new animal at each step. So you're right. The original blood is really ruined. It turned into water. So you can bring now another carbon and turn the dam into dam. You wouldn't want to miss out on the chance to have a pigle, would you?
In place of.
Yeah, real dam. Okay. But we continue on. We continue from where we left off. That's the rule. Finish the set, continue from where you left off. Lost the blood, knocked it over, shech the new animal and get more blood.
Different animal, a different kind of animal.
No, it's same
it was,
animal.
It has to be
a par of a sire.
Still a par, okay.
All right, so we're going to need four different sets. Four parim, four seirim. So that's Rava's approach. Rava said, no, you don't have to. You could simply say what we said before. Afilu tema par achad v'sa'ir achad. The whole question is not a question, because pigel, in the world of pigel, doesn't turn into water. It turns into nice red-blooded pigel. So since in the alternative universe of pigel, you need to be maratza for pigel, this was all done l'shem matzah's pigel. And therefore, when you bring the second set of dam, the dam is good and red-blooded as long as it's in the world of pigel. So le pigel etz maratzi, that's what I say, is the simplest explanation. And by the way, 43? Because in my bright, that said 47. Which one is it? Well, it could be 47. There is a machloket in Yuma, whether we mix the dam apar and the dam ha-sa'ir before giving the blood on the karnota mizbeach ha-zahav or after the karnota mizbeach ha-zahav. Obviously, if we don't mix them, then you need to add the other four, because you have four separate for the par and four separate for the sa'ir instead of four of the par and the sa'ir. 43 and 4! Wow! That's amazing. What a coincidence. It works out exactly like that other brighter.
But it's very easy when they give me the answer first.
Did you say 47? Because I read 48.
Wow.
Vatanya Arbaim Vishmona. No, that's also not a problem. Because the question is whether Shirayim or Ma'akvim or not on the Purim Vasir Mani Srafi. So once I have that blood that was mixed, of course, by that point, for sure, because once I put it out, Tiara Shom is Beach, everybody's made it that it's mixed. Harkaban Yomer Shirayim Ma'akvim, in which case we have to include the Shirayim as a proper Matana. And that brings up, how much was 47 and 1?
48.
Another amazing coincidence. So 48 would be the total number, and of course this is a serious issue if you believe the answer to the universe's question is really 42, correct. Therefore, this is
not here.
This is to you according to all of the Purushim. It's either 43, or it's 47, or it's 48.
So it would have been 48 had David seen that step ahead.
42.
No, the 48. He would have even seen that step ahead.
There you go. Yeah. So, we do that every time. So, Hakaman Yamar Shirayim Lo Ma'akvim. Iboyelo. Now, here is the fascinating question, which, of course, touches upon the word that we pretended didn't exist because it was so embarrassing. And that was including holocha in the list of things. Let me remind you. We started off this exciting episode by asking from the Braita that says, Babe devarim amurim, bekemetz, or nasan bekli, or by holocha. But when it comes to haktara, there you run into a problem of ein mefagam v'chatzi matir. And we said the holocha part really doesn't make any sense. The komets, I understand, only affects a to mitza, and therefore it's not shayach to the levina. It's only shayach to the solah. So how can there be a chatzi aveda? When remember, we came to understand that the meaning of a chatzi matir means a chatzi aveda. Because you need both of these matirim to have this aveda done to it. But once the Torah says that kmitza is a way of creating pigo, there's only one factor in kmitza, and that is the solet, because you're not komets to lavona. The same thing is true with the Torah's machadish, that matan bikli is a way to be mafaga. There is no matan bikli of the lavona. So therefore there's no chatzi matir. But when it comes to the Haktara, then you've got two things you need to put on the Mizbeach. For some very embarrassing reason, we included holacha in the list of the things that you don't have a problem of tumatir. Now, why in the world do we not have a problem with tumatirin? If I'm going to be walking, then I have to walk with the komets and walk with the lavona, and therefore there should be just as much chatzi matir problem with one as there is with the other. Now, the best way to break into this question is to note that the question of whether there's a deal of chatzi matir with holacha bichlal was actually raised by the Gemara separately. They were sitting in the Beis HaMedrash and asked the question, which to us is very mysterious, pigel b'holacha mahu. What is that supposed to mean? Pigel b'holacha mahu. Obviously, pigel b'holacha. Why would it be any different? Now, obviously, we're talking about over here, pigel b'holacha, just of one thing. So your pigel b'holacha, meaning the holacha of the komets, right? And now, our question is that only a chatzi matir, and the Rabbanu would argue, or not? So they knew something we don't know. And obviously, that's going to get us back to the start. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, well, holacha is just like kmitza. Kmitza is a complete aveda. So is the holacha of the kmitza complete aveda. Which, what? Why? To be continued. Reish Lakish Omer, well, the holacha is just like haktora. Just like there's holacha in kmitza, there's holacha of the lavona. Well, so Bishop and Reish Lakish, of course, that does make sense. That's what I would have said. Ikanami holacha de lavona, and of course it would be exactly the same problem as haktora, vein mefagna b'chatzi matir. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what was he saying? Why? Omar Rav, and of course, once we understand Rabbi Yochanan, we get an insight into what may be the meaning of our breita, which of course we're going to be bringing in this context. Omar Rav, Kosova Rabbi Yochanan, kol avodah she'inama teret, avodah hashuvah hi lefagel alea bifnei atzma. The point is that the less important the aveda is, the more it stands on its own. Yes. Since Lamaisa, I don't need to do holacha at all. I can be mavata the holacha by simply standing next to the mizbeach, and therefore we don't need holacha. Or passing it from hand to hand, if you're old holacha, shalom beregel is not holacha. And doing without holacha anyway is not going to pass a lekarbon, even if I did it wrong. Okay?
It's one of the four.
Correct. It's one of the four. And yet the Torah says, you got to do, if you don't do it right, and you do it right, maybe you don't have to do it. But if you do do it, you got to do it, well, you can't do it wrong. You don't got to do it right, but you can't do it wrong. Okay. So if I do it as a pigol, I'll be mafagol. Now, would the chachamim come along and say, wait, but you didn't do both of them. Well, I say to you, what do you mean didn't do both of them? Why would I need to do both of them? I mean, I could do without the aveda on the levina at all. Surely you're not going to tell me that just because there's levina, which who cares about, frankly, just because of, the holacha, who cares about the holacha of the levina? Therefore, if I didn't do the holacha levina also with pigol, it's a problem. Clearly, the point is, if you're being mechadish that a holacha can be destructive, then it doesn't matter whether it's the full holacha of both the komets and the levina, or just the levina, not the komets, or vice versa. Because anyway, I don't need it as a matir. Where do I look at the matir as being important to say, no, that's only half of the job? Where really would only be half the job? If I don't maktir the levina, I can't eat the shirayim. You're certainly not going to tell me, but it's only half a matir. Why is it only half a matir? If I didn't do it, I'd have a problem of eating the shirayim. As long as in the end I maktir the levina, who cares if I do holacha? Since, therefore, it's not necessary, whatever holacha I do wrong stands on its own. And there's no problem of chatzi matir. Remarkable. Therefore, it becomes more powerful for pigol by very virtue of the fact that it's less necessary. Lovely. Omalei Abaye, don't we have exactly the same issue with the Shchita Echad Min HaKvasim, and that's an Aveda She'ena Matira, and nonetheless, you say that has to be Matir. I mean, the Shchita is not Matir if I checked one of the costs. Right? That shkita is not matir. And none...
Just what?
Well, one,
just what?
Yeah. The shkita is not the matir. I mean, it's not... what am I going to be able to do with the shkita? I can't do anything. I can only be matir when I actually do the akhtara. I mean, the zrika, correct? Isn't that true? If I just do the shkita and I don't do the zrika that comes of that shkita, I can't do anything with that. So while I'm still busy with the shkita, I'm not being asik in anything that's really a matir yet. Look, the levena and the kemet to the holacha are as the keves A and keves B to the shkita, in the sense that the holacha of the levona is not an act that's going to be matir, neither is the shkita of a keves an act that's going to be matir. So nonetheless, we find that they argue, don't we? Uplige, it's not shachat echad min hakvasim, that's our Mishnah. If you shecht only one of the kvasim, lechol shtei chalot lemachar, or hiktir echad min habezichim, lechol shnei asdarim lemachar, here's where the machlokis is. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Pigel, v'chayoven alav karet, v'chachomim omrim in bo karet, ad shifagel b'chol amatir. So, I mean, who really cares? Omale Rimi, who really cares? I really care. Did you think that the shtei alechem becomes kodesh because you put it into the oven that was kodesh? That's not what made it kodesh. It's the act of shchita of the kvasim that is mekadesh it, and therefore is the equivalent of a matir. Because habola kadesh kebola atir dam. If you're achieving a necessary end in the object that will, in the end, require heter, that is the equivalent of heter. The holos of the levon achieves absolutely nothing. Are we agreed to that? Fine. But the shchita of the keves achieves absolutely nothing? Not at all. If I'm not shochik both kvasim, then the lechem that's sitting there in the tanur is not the shtei alechem. So therefore, since what's koveya it to be the shtei alechem, which will subsequently be nitar with the zrikat adam of those two kvasim, is the shchita of the two kvasim, it's impossible to say, well, we could pretend we don't need it. What is that supposed to mean? If we didn't need it, then you wouldn't be able to be matir it, not just because of the logistics that you need the dam, but because the shchita per se is what was koveya the kedusha. And anything which is bala kadesh is as meaningful an Aveda as Bala Hatir when it comes to the question of being a Chatzi. It's still only a Chatzi. That is the point. So, Abala Kadesh, Ke Bala Hatir Dami. Should we end, or are we going crazy? Or I mean, there's a little bit more that could bring us sort of up to the end of this piece. We do that? Yes? Go ahead. Great. Motiv Reb Shimi Bar Ash, because we haven't even gotten to the climax, which is getting back to that opening bride. That would be terrible to leave without it. Motiv Reb Shimi Bar Ash. Acherim omrim, hikdim mulim la'arelim kasher, hikdim arelim l'mulim pasul, v'kaimelon demachatzi matir plige. We do have a machloket about what happens if you went ahead and shechted the Korban Pesach, and the first simon of the Shechita you had in mind mulim, and the second one you had in mind to shecht the Pesach for arelim, who are unable to eat the Korban Pesach. And we saw over there that there was a machlokas, and the Gemara explained in Masechet Pesachim that the machloket over there was whether it's called a chatzi matir, even though it isn't a matir, because it's talking about the shchita over there. And I thought the shchita itself is not the matir. You're claiming that anything that's not the matir is not what chatzi matir will ever involve. Answers the Gemara, it's exactly the same issue, you see. Did you think for a moment that the dam that is sitting there in the neck of the animal becomes kodesh because it's in a kodesh animal? No. That dam needs to become kodesh through the act of the shchita of the sakin. And therefore, it's that act that is mekadesh it, so it comes out that it's a chatzi mekadesh. And we just said that anything which is a chatzi mekadesh is the equivalent of a chatzi matir. That's the point. Abola kadesh, kibola tirdomi. And at last we get to the opening braita. Toshma. Bame devarim amurim b'kmitza b'matan kliu b'hiluch. Wow, hiluch. Man, that is confusing. I mean, hiluch generally means hiluch to the mizbeach, right? Hiluch to haktorah. And it's saying that that's not a chatzi matir problem. Oh boy, Reish Lakish is in major trouble over here because he claimed that Hiluch is no different than Haktorah. It is a chatzi matir problem. What are we going to do? Says Reish Lakish, we're going to do a little bit of sneaky stuff. When it says Hiluch, it doesn't mean Hiluch to the Mizbeach. It means Hiluch of the Komet to the Kli, which doesn't apply to the Levona. But then the order is wrong. It shouldn't say matan kli. It says matan kli ubi hiluch. According to you, the hiluch came before the matan kli. So it should say the kaimetz, the hiluch, and the matan kli. That's what me boile. Okay, how about we do it that way? Yes, that's a great idea. Lo kasha, let's read it like that. Tanehaki. You know, I mean, it's easy for people to get mixed up where they always make that silly mistake of thinking that holacha might have something to do with holacha to the mizbeach, and so they just put it in the wrong place. But we do understand that, of course, it's all one simple instance of confusion. So tanehaki. Ba lo. Then says the Gemara. Wait a minute. But then the next thing in line would be the holacha. The real holacha. The one the silly people mix up, you know. Why does it say balo la haktara? Why does it say balo la holacha? According to you, we haven't done the holacha yet. That other holacha, that wasn't that holacha. That was the real holacha that we never heard of before. The holacha of the kmitza to the matan kli. So why doesn't it say? And the next step, where you now do the holacha, now that, of course, would involve an issue of Shnei Matirin, according to Reish Lakish, since it affects both the Lavona and the Komets. So it should have said Balo Lalacha. Well, that's not really such a problem, is it? Alo Kasha. I mean, Holacha is part of the necessary act of Haktorah. So, I mean, when you say Balo Lalacha, I mean, would you mean for your morning walk in the park? No, you would mean the holacha for the haktarah. Wouldn't you want to make that clear by simply saying balo la haktarah? So now I understand that, of course, the next thing I do to be maktir is walk it over to be maktir. So since holacha is tzorach haktarah, we might as well just make it very clear and call it haktarah. So then why does it say, if you were notain et hakometz b'shtika, which is not the issue, it could have said holich mi boilei, if you were actually molich. And remember, according to you, the first thing we do, we weren't being notain the hakometz, we were being molich. Yes, that is a bit problematic, Kasha, but all in all, it's not a disaster, I think, I hope, to be continued. Hazev ach mefagelat anesachim mishikitshu bekli divrei Rebbe Meir. Anesachim eina mefaglim et hazevach. Keitzad ha-shochet hazevach lachom imenu lemachar uv nechasa mefugalim. Lakrim nechasav lemachar. Anesachim mefugalim v'hazevach eina mefugal. Tana Rabbana, why is this only Rebbe Meir? Simply because this chebe macha evin alayim mishum pigo b'pnei shedam hazevach matiran lekarev divrei Rebbe Meir. Omru lo Rebbe Meir, ma pitom? Alo adam evi zivcho hayom v'nizcho ad asara yamim. Omar Lam, well, didn't you hear what I said? But is it not Efshel Shanatel Zevach Acher? Omar Rava Kasava Rabbi Meir Hukpu Bishkita Kalach Metoda. Tana Rabban, it's the same issue by the Lord Shem Mitzvah Mitzorah. According to Rabbi Meir, Chayavin Alav Mishum Pigam Shum Jedam Hashem Matirol Bonot. Did Rabbi Meir, no, Rabbi Meir, how could that be? Halo Adam Mevi Hashemo Ayom Velugo Mikan Vadasarayamim. But is it not Efshel Shanatol Hashem Acher? Omar Rava Kasava Rabbi Meir Hukbu Ubishchita for this particular Hashem Kilach Metuda. Pigel Bekomitz Velo Belevana Belevana Velo Bekomitz Rabbi Meir Pigel V'Chayav V'Nolav Karet V'Chachamim Omrim Ein Bo Karet Ad Shifagel V'Chol Amatir U'Modim Chachamim Lo Rabbi Meir B'Minchat Chote. ובמנחת קנאות, שאם פיגל בקומץ הוא פיגל בחייב לא הפקרית, שהקומץ הוא המתיר, and that is the reason that we had to answer it מרבונן, even though in the case where there are two matirin, it would not be really פיגל. שאחד אחד מן הכבשים לאכול שתי חלות למחר. הכתיר אחד מן הבזיחים לאכול שני סדרים למחר. רבי מאיר אומר פיגו וחיובן עליו כרת, וחכמים אומרים אין בו כרת עד שיפגר בכל המתיר. שאחד אחד מן הכבשים לאכול ממנו למחר, הוא פיגו וחברו כשר, לאכול מחברו למחר, שניהם כשרים. אומר רב מחלוקת שנתן את הקומץ בשתיק ואתה לבוד במחשבה, but if you start it off, don't turn a comment with Bakshava, and the Levona Beshtika, there are called Pigol, Shekol HaOseh Adat Mishana HaOseh, Shmuel Omer, Adayinu Makhlok, Yotiv Rav, Kamen Lashmaitata, Eit Veyravach, Baravun El Rava, Bamed, Varam Omer, Bekmit, Zemad, and Kli, Behil, Avo Bolo, Lahaktara, Natan Et HaKomet Beshtika, Ved Levona Bemakshava, Or HaKomet Bemakshava, Levona Beshtika, Rabbi Meir Omer, Pigol Bechayinu Lavkaret, Now read that carefully. Katani mia natan et hakomets b'machshava v'talavona b'shtika. And nonetheless, they're pligay so clearly. We do not say kol osel dat mishana osel. Well, maybe it means and he had already given levona b'shtika before. Well, shtei tshuvot v'davar. First of all, that's the same as the first case. Second of all is that rather embarrassing term, achar kach, which according to you means before. Two gemara of Chanina, it could be talking about two separate kohanim, in which case there's no kol osel dat mishana, it's never had a dat mishana. Toshma, bameh devarim amurim bedamim anitanin amizbeach hakitzon, aval damim anitanin amizbeach hapnimi, kegon arbaim v'shlosha shel yom hakipurim, over there, Pigo Ben Berishana, first set, second set, third set. Rabbi Meir Omer Pigo V'Chayavan Avkaret, V'Chachomim Omerim, Ein Bo Karet HaShefage B'Chol HaMatir. But look, it says Pigo Ben Berishana, Ben Bishniyah, Ben Bishlishit, which means that even if you started with Pigo, they would argue. And don't try to tell me we're talking about different Kohanim, B'Shtei Deot, because then I'll retort, Han, Ichel Laman Diomer Bepar means Afilo Domo Shopar. But how about Laman Diomer Bepar Veloba Domo Shopar? Mike and Lamemer, you have to start all over again anyway, and therefore would always have to be the same Kohen. Omar, Rav, Achmai, Eskinen, Gonsh, Pigel Brishona, Vishatak Bishnia, Upigel Bishlishit. That over there we say, Isaac Daita, Kolosa, that Bishona was said, that was his intent. Why then did he proclaim at the Shlishit that he's doing Pigol? Clearly because for the Shniyah, he wasn't doing Pigol. Matkiv lo Rav Ashi. It don't say anything about being quiet in my version. Midishatakatani. El Omer Vashachum Ha'eskinan. Kegon Shepigel B'Rishonah U'B'Shniyah. And then in the Shlishit it was Shatak. The Aminan Isa Kedai Kolo Sal Dat Rishonah U'Oseh. Why would he need to be Mahadev Pigol Bishniyah? Lamali. Bain Bain Katani. Okay, Bain Bain's a little bit of a problem. Well, works good according to Rabbi Meir. Omar. Rabbi Meir Omer Pigol V'Chayavin Alav Karet. No, I don't get that. What do you mean Karet? Michte. Karet lo mechayvat shikarvu kol amatirim, right? The Omar Mar. Yeratze lekorbani shel Hashem is the same word for pigul lo yeratzah, okay? Which means karatzat kasher kacharatzat pasul. Just like karatzat kasher demands yikarvu kolamatirin, karatzat pasul demands karvu kolamatirin. Now, the moment that you were mechashiv in the dam, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you pasuled it. You now come out into the echal and your made, that isn't dam. That is water with the kamade. Omar Rabba, well, what if you have four separate sets? You have Arba Parim and Arba Sirim. Rava Omar, you don't need to say any of this. Afilu Tema Parachad, Sirachad. In terms of the altar world of Pigol, that blood is still blood and it's Maratz. By the way, did I hear you say 43? Because in my gears it says 47. Lokasha, Kamand Yomar Marvim Lekronot, Vakamand Yomar Ein Barvim Lekronot. But what about the bright that it says 48? It's also a kasha. How come on Yom Shiraim Akvim? Harkaman Yomer Shiraim Lo Me'akvim Iboilo Pigel Baholacha Ma Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Well, lacha is just like mitzvah. We don't care about the two matirin problem. Resh Lakish Omer Lacha is Haktara. That certainly is what I would have thought. Bishlam Resh Lakish, since you have a lacha of a levona, so it's the same as the Haktara question. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what could possibly be the meaning of ignoring the lacha of the levona? Omar Rav Al Talya Kasover Rabbi Yochanan Kol Avodah She'ena Materet is an Avodah Chashuvah L'Fagel Alav B'fnei Atzma. I'm like, well, what about the Shechita? Shechita of the Kvasim. I mean, what does that do? That's not Mater anything. Nonetheless, I mean, that's the classic case in the Mishnah where they're pulling the Zan Shachat Echad Min HaKvasim L'Chol Shtei Chalot L'Machar Hiktir Echad Min HaBezichin L'Chol Shnei Starim V'Meirom Pigo V'Chayim Lav Karet Chachom Yom Reim B'Parayt Ad Shifaga B'Chol HaMater. I'm like, what do you think we're playing tiddlywinks here? So about a lechem betanur kadosh, either you do shchita takvasim or you don't get a kodesh shtei alech. And therefore, abala kadesh kibalat yerdami. Motiv Reb Shimon bar Ashi, achirim omrim in the case of a korban pesach where you were makdim mulim of one simen of the shchita to arelim kosher. Igdima arelim lemulim posel. The kaimelon that the question over there is chatzimat. So how is there a chatzimat? There's no matir. Shchit is not a matir. Omalej, well, it's a mekadesh. Misavarta dam bitzavara beimah kadosh. What do you think makes that dam kadosh now to be brought on the mizbeach? The sakin is mekachela. And abala kadesh kebala tirdami. And what about the opening brayta? Clearly not like Resh Lakish, because here it's saying Hiluch is not a problem of Chatzimatir. And I assume it means what it always means, Hiluch of Haktara. Well, no, actually over here it means Hiluch of Matan Kli. So then it's out of order. Hiluch of Matan Kli, Ubiluch. It's Hiluch of Matan Kli, Miboile. Indeed, indeed, that's exactly what you ought to say. Tzniyachi. So then why does it say the next step is we approach the Haktara? No, that's not the next step. The next step is Balololachami Baile. Well, and that's not a question. What if you think Holacha meant he gets to his bicycle to do the marathon? It means it's talking about the Holacha of Haktara. So the Holacha, which is Tzorech Haktara, we call it Haktara. So then why is the case that we give a notena takomets b'shtika? Why doesn't it start at the beginning? He's molech the komet. Yeah. Well, that's something of a problem. Kasha.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Here we're holding Maseches Menachos at the Mishnah, Daf Tes Zayin Yom Aleph, following the top. Pigel bekomet, v'lo b'levona, b'levona v'lo bekomet. Rabbi Meir omer, pigel b'chayvina lav karet. Rachamim omerim, ein bo karet ad shifagel, v'kol amatir. So, now here we're talking about the Haftara. We already saw before that when it comes to the Kemitza, that then everybody seems to agree there's no problem of Avayda b'chati matir, because there's no equivalent of Kmita when it comes to the Levina. When it comes to the Haktara, clearly we need both Haktara Hakemetz and Haktara Salavena in order to be matir the Shirayim of the Mincha. Later the Gemara is going to ask, and how about when it comes to Halacha? It's, I mean, we seem to be jumping from one thing. Komet is entirely Kmita of the Komets oriented. Haktara is clearly two matirin of equal value, both of which are matirin. That's the act of the matirin, is the Haktara. Masha'enken, when it comes to the Mitzvah B'Kli, Halacha, it's not the act of the Hatarat B'Klal. So then the question is whether the two are related. We'll come to that issue. But now, our mission is to be understood as a Kohen who's being mocked here, the Kohenet, and the Pigel, but not the Levena B'Pigel, or the Levena, and not the Kohenet. So the mayor says, nonetheless, it's not a problem, because he holds the Fagrim B'Chatsi Matir, as we saw. The Chachamim only mean B'Karet Ad Shifagel B'Chol HaMatir. Chachamim say, look, and what good is it to only be Mephagel with the Kohenet, to only be Mephagel with the Levena? Umoyim Chachamim L'Rabbi Meir, which we pointed out earlier is the, what appears to be a completely redundant statement, that the Chachamim are made of the Minchas Chaytei L'Nuzas Kanoz, where you don't have in those two types of mincha levina at all. She'im pigel the konets shuhu pigul the chayavin alav karet. That pigul on the konets alone is pigul, and you'd be chayav karet on it. She'akonets hu amatir. Over there, the konets itself is the only matir. Now the Gemara said before, well, obviously, what are we, stupid? And brought a riot from here that the reason that the Mishnah must be telling us this is to say that the Chachomim are made that it's usur. They're only saying ein bo karet because of its likelihood to come into an actual fee of karet, since by Minchas Chaytei and Minchas Kanoz such a problem of Katsimata wouldn't exist, and the naive Amoritz, he wouldn't know the difference, and he'd think if it was mutter in one type of mincha, it's mutter in another type of mincha. And Lamech, one was a fee of karet. And so in the mail we made an iser derabbanan, which is why the Chacholim say ein bo karet, but it's awesome. But that iser essentially is in order to avoid coming to the case of mincha schotim and chaskanot. That was important to us earlier, you recall, to try to figure out why Rebbe was talking in certain cases that he's matir completely. And Gemara points out, you're matir completely when there's nothing similar that you could do that would be usur ever. But in a case where there's something very similar that would be usur, such as this case here, in such a case it wouldn't be matir. Now, the same thing is true in a case of the two kvasim with the kalos of the Shtei Alechem on Shmuel. Over there you have two equal matirim, because the komitz and levain are two equal matirim. Therefore you need to be shochet both kvasim. Shochet echad min ha-kvasim l'achol shtei chalot l'machar. Or yitzir echad min ha-bezichim l'achol shnei sterim l'machar. Again, Rabbi Meir says it's pigol v'chayav, and I'll have correct because the chatzim matir and mefagam the chatzim matir. Rachamim omrim in bokarech ad shifagel b'kol ha-matir. Shochet echad min ha-kvasim l'achol mimenu l'machar. Suppose you shechted one of the kvasim to eat from that Kevitz itself, Lamacher, remember the Kevitz is a Ziskei Shalmeit Sibur, that the Kriyamim eat the Basur. So that Kevitz itself is Pigo, the Chavero Krasha, because the one Matir certainly doesn't relate to the other Matir. If the intent was to eat from the other Kevitz, then the Kwal, Shneim Kshen, because Ein Matir, Mufagelet HaMatir. Can't be mefagel with the matir to the equivalent of the matir. Siona, I have your Gemara. I'm sorry if we reverse it. Maybe you have my Gemara. I've been looking. Mine? It's mine? Or is somebody else? No, here, you can take this one. But this is over here, I think. Okay, fine. This says pumpkin in it.
If one is straight, it doesn't have to go. If one is straight, is that on the fetid also?
No. You have to bring it. You have to bring a kosher one to bring with it in order to be matir. But it's not exactly. You don't need to match. There's no thing of matching up the kvasim like it is on Yom Kippur. You have to match up the part of the seer. Even on Yom Kippur, it's not both the seer. You have to start again, or whether you could just match up, or whether you need to do the hagrola again.
So why couldn't you do the same thing
like
that?
You could. You mean this final case? You could. Only that kevitz is speakable. The other one you could use now and match it up with another one. No. Spiegels, whether he eats it or not. He's going to, the only thing, no, the chorus you get only if you eat it. But the pigo you create, even if you don't eat it. So the lechem is possible. It's a mefago, which is a mefago, the chemist is a mefago, the lechem. Right? In other words, vis-a-vis this keves, the dam of this keves, of the shrita of this keves, is mati the keves, not a chatzi mati. Of the boss of this keves is a kuloi mati. Correct? Okay, so then if you hold the maisa that legabi the lechem, you need to have the kolamati firm. But if you hold that the pigal affects the lechem, you're the only thing that you can salvage from this mess. Is the one kevis that you weren't in the kalshon, and you can use that and you start over again. Omar Rav says, Rav, you know, when the Mishnah talks about pigel v'kemetz v'lo v'levona, v'levona v'lo v'kometz, you know, the question over here is, which one came first? So, because Tainas Rav, the machlokas over here is when you started b'shtika. Not necessarily, you gave a normal kemetz. Then you gave the Levena the Machshav, or vice versa. Remember, you can bring the Levena before the Kemetz too. Avon Natana Kometz the Machshavah. So even according to the Rabbana, if you first started with a Machshavah's Pigel on the Kemetz, and then you gave the Levena Bishtika, now it's not a Chatzimati. Now even the Rabbana would be made a Dibakot's Pigel. Why? Because even though you didn't say anything about it being Pigel when you came to the Levena, but call and since your initial start position was a position of pigul, then even the shtika follows your natural position. A very important point when it comes to Hilchos Truma, you will recall that your default position is created with your das v'sheina. You have to go now and to fight to create a secondary position. Shmuel Amar Adayni Makwot. Shmuel said, you can't define pigo by default. You have to define pigo actively here. We wouldn't say kol ha'isal dasu shenu ha'isal. That's a separate matim. Yosef Rabba, she said, v'kamala la ha'shmaitza. By the way, there's another gear that says, v'afra diokra nom rabbeinu ha'chotas. Right. Now, Rabba was saying this over. Eifah, either it's Ravuna, according to the gear that it's Rabba, or Ravacha, or Ravuna, that it's a Rabba. V'amed v'arim amurim, ikmitza, u'bematan kli, u'bihiluch. Avabalo lahaktara. Now this is very fascinating. When do we say there that we were talking this? We had this back in Zvokin. That if you have a case, we have here a case where you have our pigo that's being done with the kmita, and we already spoke about what's unique about kmita. What's unique about kmita is that it's a full aveda on the kemetz alone, without the levena, and therefore it's not the same chatzimater as the chatzimater of akfara. So b'med when it comes to the kmitza, so there it's mefag. But when it comes to matan kli or hilo, I mean, when it comes to akfara, we'll see about the narsugi about the matan kli or hilo, whether we should say avo. Natan at akomets b'shtika v'at halavona b'machshava. Or at akomets b'machshava v'at halavona b'shtika. Now notice the order over here. Natan at akomets b'shtika v'at halavona b'machshava. Or at akomets b'machshava v'at halavona b'shtika. Shtika without a machshava spiegel. Stop. So you started off, the second case is you started off with a machshava spiegel, and the second thing you did was not without a machshava spiegel. And nonetheless, it's a machlokus about whether mefagum or chatzimatzer. Now, Rav said a minute ago that there's no machlokus about mefagum or chatzimatzer in a case where kolose al dat rishona lose. If you had started off with a machshavas pigel, then for sure the whole thing would be pigel. He says the feirish in the brisa. What more is there to discuss? That whether you started with a machshavas pigel and went on b'shtika, or you started b'shtika and went on to machshava, same thing. And it's a machlokus, Rabbi Meir was big of a kayav, and all of courage. The Chachamim omri in Bokras, that she forget, the Cholamatia. Now look, I mean, Chachamim here is bottom line. The case is, Natana that comes from Machshava, meaning, A, you started with the Machshava Spiegel, that Halavana B'shtika, B, Ubringi. So what are you telling me? That there's no machlokus if you started with the Machshava Spiegel. out and out wrong. No, it says Rav, you know, when it says the machshava, it means the kvar natanet alavona b'shtika. Not that you started the machshava. Natan the machshava, and you had previously given. Lulavona b'shtika. Okay, I have two very simple responses to that nonsense. First of all, Haino Kamai, so you just repeated yourself. I don't care what you say. You give A and B, or you give B, but you'd already given A. That sounds awfully the same to me. I don't understand what the point is. Besides that, just if you want to be mitakesh, Atanya, there's a bright that says the same thing with the word achar kach in it. Just to make it very clear, achar kach, and afterwards he gave it bishtika. Now, achar kach can't possibly mean, and afterwards he'd already given bishtika. I mean, that much even you're not going to say, right? Kirgabar Rav Chanina said, look, the solution is very simple. The solution is b'shtei deyot. The guy has schizophrenia. So if he had... No, that's probably not the case. Huh? He's looking at me. He's looking at me like I got schizophrenia. B'shtei deyot means two different Kohen. Kohen A does the Kmitza. Kohen B does the Levina. That's Torah Talavina. That's Kmitza. Torah Remember, if you do the Kmitz, everybody agrees that that's not a problem. So Kohen A now is Matra the Kohen. Kohen B is Matra the Levina. Now, it's not Kamina what Kohen A was thinking as far as Kohen B is concerned. So Kohen A gave the Kometz, the Matra the Kometz with the Matrevis Pigo. Comes along Kohen B to kick the guy out. And he's Matra the Levina Peshtika. And that's what he's coming to tell me. If you hold the Fagin B'chatzi Matra, the fact that you threw that coin straight out of Beis HaMikdash to replace them with somebody else doesn't make any difference. You're already Mefaga, according to Rabbi Meir. According to the Chachamim, in the Found of Chachamim. Now, the truth is, as Tosafot points out, there's a simple solution. And the simple solution is that Bishtika means an assertive Shtika. Meaning, I'm doing this correctly. I'm not doing this on the Baas. I'm doing it because it's honor. I mean, that's certainly, you're not going to say, is only where it's a default position over here. If the guy asserts that he's doing b'shtika, then it's not a default position. It's very simple.
Rav, can you even give me b'shtika? That's the way to do it.
Why? You could say, I'm doing this avoda correctly in order to eat the shirayim today. And then nobody can possibly have any makshava that you're doing it not kedim.
Shtika means he didn't say anything. Shtika means he didn't say
anything.
He did it
in Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah, in Okinami. That's why we don't want to say it. It's certainly a better teretz than this. But I mean, shtika would mean, normally, the word shtika, you're right, literally means silence. But technically means shaloba makshavas pigo, in this case. Okay, obviously this is a better solution. Toshma. Okay, how about this, which we also had back in Zvachim. Toshma. Where do we say, Bamed Dvar Mamur? No, there it's talking about the Mishnah, we have the equivalent circuit there in Zvachim, and there it's talking about Domim. So it says, even one Matana that was done to Machshavas Pigo, the whole thing becomes Pigo. Now remember, by the Dom, one matana is really all you need, because only one matana is ma'akir. So over there, you don't have a problem of tzatzi ma'akir. But, the Braisa makes it very clear, Bamed Varman, when do we say that you can use even a single matana's dam, that dak b'matanom, damim anitamim ha-mizbeach ha-chitzon? Those damim that are being brought on the mizbeach and the azora, yes, halacha over there is, matana achat mehem, it's already machat. However, those karbanis that have damim that are brought bifnim, like the katzaot apnimiot, which would include the par of the seir of Yom HaKippurim, the par halam davashal tzibur, the par of the Kohen Gadol, those things, as it says back in Zvorkin, afilu matana achas me'akeves, and if you don't do even one out of all of the zrikas that you have to do, all the hazoyas that you have to do, it's ma'akev. In which case, if you have a ma'akev as pigol on only one, then it's not going to create pigol if you hold aim the fagna b'chatzimatev. Therefore, says the Braita, that the Mima Nitanin HaMizbeach HaPnimi Kedom 43 Shel Yom HaKippurim, like the 43 different matanas that are given on Yom Kippur. What are those 43 matanas? Well, we have the Achas, Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim, which equals 8, twice, because we do that again for the Sawyer, remember, on Yom Kippur, so that's 16. Then we go outside in Bein HaParochas, okay, and we have to do the same thing again towards the Parochas. Another 16 is 32. Then we have to go outside, now we're going to see that there's a Machlokas, but we go to the Mizbeach, and we give one on each corner of the Mizbeach, that's 36, and then we clean off the top of the Mizbeach, and with Zorak al Tiarosh al Mizbeach, another 7 of the combined dams. According to the Man Yomar Vav, you mix the Dhamma Par and the Dhamma Sawyer at that point, and you get yourself then another 7 equals 43. Any of those that are going to be missing, the Makshevas Pigo, is only a Katsi Matir, because each and every one is Ma'akiv the Kapora. Or the Parkoing Mashiach, where you have also the idea of having a Izrika, you have a Kadis Resho Parkoing Mashiach, or the Chadis Resho Par Helam Dover Shal Tzibo, which is exactly the same. You have 7 on the Parochet, obviously you don't go with Nagalus me, and you have 4 on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. 7 and 4 is 11. Over there, whether you are Mefagel, Bein B'Rishona, Bein B'Shnia, Bein B'Shlishit. Now over here, Rishona, Shnia, B'Shlishit refers to the sets. The first set is the set that's Lefnai V'Lefnim. Second set is on the Parochet, outside meaning in the Kodesh. The third set is the set of the Mizbeach. I don't care. It's still only a Chatzi Matir, and Rabbi Meir would say, yes, it's Pigo, because he holds Mefagel B'Chatzi Matir, V'Chayel Mefagel. However, according to Chachamim, Ein Bo Karet Ad Shifagel B'Chol HaMatir. Now, fine, this is not what's Nogea me. Katsani me. The bottom line, what bothers me about this, is that according to Rav, everything goes according to your first Machshava. So why does it say, Bein B'Rishona, Bein B'Shnia, Bein B'Shlishi? If the Rishona was a Machshavas Pigel, then according to Rav, there's no Machlokes, because the whole thing is on default, and it's all Pigel. And nonetheless, here it says, Bein B'Rishona, Bein B'Shnia, Bein B'Shlishi, U'Plige. Now, don't try to tell me the same sneaky answer you gave me before. That's talking about we replaced the Kohen Gadol, because, we found out that he was giving him Pigel. We throw him out, we bring in a new Kohen Gadol. Now, he also messes up with the Shnia. We throw him out, right? We get another one. Bein B'Shnia. So, in other words, we can work it out, you'll say, in which we have different Kohan and Gedolim, and they don't have a default position. The problem is, can you replace the Kohen Gadol in Mid Avodah? Because after all, it does say, Bezot Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh, Bepar Ben Bakar. Now, if we have a new Aaron, then the Chorah, he should need a new Par. I mean, you can't just, we're going to walk in with the Dam of the Par, that's not the Par. Where's the Par? So you have to start again. And if you start again, we're back to the same problem. So then, again, you're fossil bit already because of your default position. So what's the pshat? You'll say, well, what we mean is, you gave the first one, meaning the first Kohen, he went ahead and he messed up on the first one. Second Kohen didn't have to do the first one, he did the second one. So he messed up on the second one. And so on. Well, hold on a minute. If you hold that the meaning of the pasuk, and this is the famous machlokas we had back in Yuma about Yom Kippur, can the par include even just the dam of the par that was already shechted by the previous, recently resigned, or the late, unlamented, going off? Right? Or does he have to bring a new par? So if you hold the word par means afkila the dam shel par, that's also a par. So does it mean literally a live animal? It means the dam in order to be makaper. Fine, you could stretch the point over here and claim that we were constantly replacing Kohanim Gedolim. But leman diyamar, the par below the dam shel par. So there is no case where you would have a Rishona that was done the Pigo, where the Shmiah was not a default position. because it couldn't be a new Kohen Gadol on the Shniyah. So therefore, Michael Amena, Amar Rava, Hakam, I ask Kinan. I'll tell you what the case is over here. The case over here is the Kohen, in fact, was Mefagel Barishona. He was Shatak B'Shniyah. He didn't, in the second one, he didn't say anything. B'Shlishit, again, he was Mefagel. So we say to ourselves, now wait a second. If this guy's working on default, so why in the third group did he again assert that he's doing it for people? Apparently, he wasn't on default. So must have been that the shtika is an actual shtika. So he's talking about the kolosel that we show now as mahara pigule b'shlishit lamali. Why is he redoing his pigul now in the third time? Maskev lor Ravashi. Ravashi says, I don't understand. And then that means the way you're understanding it, that the central idea over here is that there was a shtika in between, but it didn't say anything in the price about shtika. It just said vaned vamam b'shenatan mishoner shniyah shlishit. Right? So there is no shtika. What kind of explanation is that? Changing a price around to introduce a new factor the price isn't even into. Elom Ravashi, what's he talking about over here? Is that he was mefagel b'rishona u'bishniya. He did pigel twice. First time, the second time. And the point of here is that b'shlishi he was shatak. So then amrina, then we say to ourselves, he's talking, I don't follow himself, that b'rishona u'bishniya. Why, if he was on default, why did he repeat his pigo in the second set by the parochas? So it must be that he wasn't on default. But that doesn't work, because it says bain, bain. Bain, bain means either A or B or C. You're giving us an option only A plus B, as opposed to C. Bain, bain means any one of these sets independently. Again, it's mashman. There's no such thing as a default position. At least if you hold them on the arm of the key, you can't replace the kind of Omer Ma. Now, you said Rabbi Meir Omer, Pigo Bechayal of Chorus. That's the case in the Mishnah. Exactly how does this work? Let's think for a moment about Rabbi Meir. Remember that we have a very important halacha when it comes to people. The halacha is everything needs to be done right or totally wrong. But you can't have pigel and do something else wrong besides the pigel and call it pigel. Pigel is not just pasul. That's the rule. Pigel is an antithesis carbon, so to speak. There's a carbon and an anti-carbon. The anti-carbon is the pigel carbon. So if you do something else wrong, the pasul, the pigel carbon, you don't have your anti-carbon. Okay, according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbanan, I understand. So you either do everything pigel-wise, or you do something kosher-wise. But you don't have a half a pigel-wise and a half a kosher-wise and still get pigel. What? Wonderful. That adds up. But according to Rabbi Meir, I've got a serious problem, because Rabbi Meir certainly agrees that you cannot introduce other psulim into the carbon and still have it called pigel, right? Okay. So now, how about in our case where you have a chatzimat? We're fine with a chatzimat. Let's talk about the case in Yom Kippur. The guy did the first hazoyos bein habadim with the machshavas pigel, okay? He now comes to do the second set of hazoyos on the parochet. What exactly is he doing that second set of Azayos with? The blood that he already made pigel in the Heichal? That's not kosher blood. You can't do the Azayos with that. So Bishleima, if he was continuing the act of pigel, that's how you do pigel. The whole thing is pigel. So I'm doing all of my Azayos as one act of pigel, and that's an anti-carbon. But now my activities on anti-carbon level cease after I did that one set for people. Now I'm back to doing things right. Yeah, but I'm doing things right with the wrong thing, because that dom is not kosher. So if I brought in apple juice to do the zrika in front of the parochas, I think Rabbi Meir would agree that that's not a kosher animal for people, because apple juice is not merasa. But this dom is basically apple juice. At this point, or Esrog juice, at least, if you'll be Hesabas Tapua, means Esrogan. Okay. So, therefore, my problem now is, says the Gemara, how could you say this in Rabbi Meir? Michti. Karet lo mikhayev achi karu ko matiri. Right? You can't be chayev, of course, for pigul unless the whole thing was done correctly. Yomar mar, since it says in the Braisa that the Torah says, pigul hu lo yeratseh, that word yeratseh is very significant. And what it's telling me is, kahartsaat kasher, kahartsaat pasul. The only way to be meratza, in quotations, when it comes to pigul, to really screw up your life big, is to do it all the way. There's no room for fence-sitting when it comes to pigul. You have to go ahead and bring that carbon right. So in order to make something kosher, you have to do everything. So the same thing, I mean, Rabbi Meir holds that you could be mafaga with a chatzi matir, but he certainly doesn't hold that you don't have to finish cleaning the other matirim in order for the pigol to be chal, and that's for sure. His only question is, where is the machshavas pigol tofesh, correct? That's what mafaga with a chatzi matir means. Mafaga with a chatzi matir does not mean, even according to Rabbi Meir, the moment that you did pigol on anything, at that point you can stop, and now if you eat the meat of the curb of your chayim, of course not. You don't have to finish doing the, except he's saying, you don't have to finish thinking pigul. You can finish thinking lamb chops. Okay, that's b'shtika. Now, my problem is over here. V'hai, in the case that you just spoke about, where you've got three different sets of dam, kiva de kashik v'alvif, nim, pasle. The moment that your first set was given the makshevas pigul, the dam is pasle. Kimadi behechol, when you then go in to do the second set in the hechol, maya be'alma with the kamadi, all you're doing is using apple juice. So what good is it to use apple juice? So how are you going to continue, listen carefully, how are you going to continue to do the rest of the carbon kosher in order to make it legal? Okay, you're right. It means that what we do is that every time we start from the place that we messed up on. So in other words, let's say I brought the dam in the hefa, the pigul. Now that dam is spilled out. What would I do? I'd bring another par and start from where I left off with its dam, and I would bring it in the parochet. Fine, so that's what I do. Now, if I'm a fago that dam, okay, I'd have to now start on the level 3. If I'm a fago in that dam, I'm going to have to do level 4, essentially, which is the mizbeah. Right? But each time, I'm going to do things right because I'm going to be using new, fresh blood. So I can simply replace whatever's missing. Okay, so it is possible to have a chatzi matir, which I then replace, and I get kosher blood instead of apple juice, in order to do the rest of the hazayas properly, to finish my pigol, and then I'm chayav. So you do have a case. Rav Amar afil tema paracha b'sayra. Rav says, look, the question of apple juice is an extension of the problem of pigul, isn't it? In other words, all of us are agreed that if you continue being pigul, pigul, pigul all the way, then that pigul, I mean, even though it's apple juice, because certainly not kosher, but vis-a-vis pigul, it's not apple juice. Vis-a-vis pigul, that's how to do pigul. So, I mean, why can't you extend that also into the continuation of an act of pigul? I did pigul with me. So fine, so I stopped making pigul, but as far as pigul is concerned, you can't view it as apple juice vis-a-vis the pigul. As far as the pigul is concerned, I'm continuing to do the hazayas adam of pigul. So in the same way that I could have done it all as pigul and you would have been perfectly happy, why can't I simply continue using the same apple juice and you'll still be perfectly happy? And in that case, it'll be pigul at the end and I'll be chayav kares. And we've proven the point. show him on the rest of Israel. Right. So therefore, it says Rava, after you came a parakat v'tzayakat, l'figuli maratze. For Pigel, it's maratze. Just like Pigel is always maratze with the dam that it ruined. So it can be maratze with the dam that it ruined, even if the rest of the dam was given b'shtika. What's the problem?
No.
He's carrying on. Nobody knows.
So he knows.
There he is, deep inside.
There he is.
Yes, indeed.
Fine. Somebody would know. If he said it out loud, people heard, and another coin heard.
They'd shoot him.
Stop him.
So now, now, all of you, of course, being as you're learning Gemara, know about registers, right? Now you've put all of the values into a register, you've popped down now into a lower level, going pop back up to the register in which 43 was entered. You remember 43. There's more. 43? How do you get 43? Now, the fact that it's taken us a couple of hours to get to 43, that's not a problem, because in learning Gemara, you remember your register very well. So as soon as you hear 43, you know the address in your memory, you know what that's talking about. It's the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy plus one, and there you are. So how can you say 43 is the Gemara of Tanya Arba in Vesheva? How about a price that says 47? So where do you get 43? Lokasha, Command Yom Ha'arvin L'Krod, or Command Yom Ha'in Ma'arvin, as I pointed out to you earlier. If you hold, you mix the Dhamma Par and the Dhamma Sahir when it comes to the Kranot HaMizbeach, okay, then you've got 43. But if you have to do separately the Dhamma Par and the Dhamma Sahir, you have an extra four Kranot that weren't included before, and 4 plus 43 is 47. Oh yeah, well what do we do with the other bride that says 48? Ah, now you're in big trouble, yes? No. Because Lokasha, Akamandi Yamashirayim Makrim, Akamandi Yamashirayim Lo Makrim. It depends. There actually is another Dham, which is the Shirayim of the Dham that's brought into the Zbeach HaChitzen. Now, if you hold that that Dham is not Makrim, I'm not going to list it as saying any one of the above Matanas. But if you hold Shirayim are Makrim, we're well familiar with that Maklokas, then we end up with 48 different essential Matanas, each of which is critical for the heter, so they're all material on Yom HaKippurim. Iboyla. Now, as I pointed out to you in the Mishnah, we've had two cases. The opening Mishnah of the Masechta, which talked about the act of Kmitza. The act of Kmitza, nobody felt it was a problem of Chatzi Matir, because there's no Kmitza on the Levina. So I did the entire Avedas HaKmitza the way it had to be done, the people. You can't say it's only a Chatzi Matir. Our Mishnah now is talking about Haktorah. Haktorah definitely is a Chatzi Matir. The problem is, how about, let's say, Holoka? Pigel the Holoka now. Now, the question is like this. I mean, the Holoka, certainly there's just as much possibility of Holoka for the Komet as there is Holoka for the Levona, correct? So, I mean, you could say that, all right, so that's the same as Haktorah. You're Hailash and you have a Makshava, but only on the Kmitza part, the Komitz part of the Holoka, not on the Levona. Only on the Levona part when you're doing the Holoka, and not on the Komitz. So that's a Chatzi Matir. So says Rabbi Yochanan, no. The Holoka is actually a Kmitza. And just like by Kmitza, we don't have a problem of Chatzi Matir, because whatever you did, you fully did. Now this is very strange, because why in the world should the Holoka be like Kmitza? Rish Lakish says, no, the Holoka is like the Haktorah, because you need to do Holoka on the Lavona and the Haktorah, and the Komet, just like you need to do the Hakrava on the Komet, just like the Lavona. It's a bit like the Rish Lakish. I mean, Rish Lakish makes a great deal of sense. I mean, that's what you and I would have said, right? Ikanami Holoka on the Lavona. You have Holoka of Komet. How is the Holoka of the Komet enough to be Matir, if you need to be Malach Lavona? What's Rabbi Yochanan thinking? Rabbi Yochanan might time us. Amar Rava, Rabbi Yochanan is actually saying something very, very brilliant. Because so Rabbi Yochanan, kol avoda she'ino materas, avoda kashuvi lefagel aleha b'tnei atzma. The point here is, look, Haktorah you can't live without, right? So the Hatzara is going to involve me in the question of a Chatzimatzah. I need to have the Hatzara of the payment. I need to have the Hatzara of the Levite. Can I live without a Halacha? Of course I can live without a Halacha. I mean, suppose what I do is I take the Kohen to bring it up to the Mizbeach, and then when it comes to the Levina, I say, hey, guys, let's line up and pass this Levina across. I'll hand it to you, you hand it to him. We don't have a Halacha at all. Is there a problem? No problem. So if I happen to do the Halacha just on the Kohen, not on the Levina, or vice versa, would anybody complain? How do you call that a Chatzimatzah? I don't need it for a while. Yeah, this is how Rashi works. Tosis doesn't like it. We'll see why Tosis doesn't like it. Tosis learns, look, it's much more direct than that. If the Halacha is not a matir, even if it were necessary, but it's not matir, when you do the Halacha, does any Halacha change? No. It's not a matir. The din of Ein Mefagna B'Chatzim Matir is where the thing that I'm doing is what goring the heter. The haktorah is goring the heter, yes. The kamita creates now the heter of the kremis, which is going to be marked to the shirayim. I now have a kremis to be marked with. I mean, there you could talk to me about things like that. You can't talk to me about a chatzim matir on something that isn't matir. What relates them? So therefore, I might as well look at the halacha of the Levona as being completely independent from the halacha of the Kohen. If you had a machshava on one of them, then it's a machshava in a Aveda Chashuva b'tnei atzma. Why should I see them as linked? What links them? Good. And that's Rav Yochanan's svar. Omele Abaye. Now hold on a second. We have exactly a case like that, my dear friend. And we don't say your svara. Because the case of the shechita of one of the two of the kivsei atzeret. So we have over there a shechita. Now, if you shech the keves, okay, you're not being matir with the shechita. You're not being matir the shtealek, huh? Are you? You could do without the shechita. As far as shtealek is concerned, it doesn't require shechita. Nonetheless, over there, we find that there is exactly the same machlokas right here. Same machlokas in our mission about whether mefagna mechatzim matir between Rabbi Meir and Rabbana. Now explain to me what I understand if you would talk to me about the zrika of one keves as opposed to the other keves. Yes, the zrika is matir. He says the zrika is adam is matir to stay alive. What the shechita? But what does the lechem need shechita for? So you see that even though something is not essential in terms of being matir, and this of course is why Tosfos didn't like Rashi's pshat, because you can't very well do without shechita now, can you? So the point over here is that we're looking at is it a matir, we're not looking at is it avoidable. Okay, therefore Tosfos doesn't like the business about halacha being avoidable. The shechita certainly is not avoidable. Now, obviously, what Rashi means is that these are the lesson. The shechita is completely avoidable. What do I care how it is you're drawing? It's not important to me. It's irrelevant to me. Fine. So we had none the case that they're polled. The time shachav echad min akvasim lachosh shtei chalot l'machar. Hiktir echad min abzikrim lachosh shtei starim l'machar. Rabbi Meir omer pigu v'chayavin alav karet. וחכמים אומרים, אין בו קרב עד שיפגל בכל המתיר. Now, are we on the same page on this or not? I'm asking. We're not on the same page, are we? Okay, so what page are you holding on? I think we need a little bit of an outside review for a moment so we can put things back into perspective. Ah, this is where you give up, huh?
No, he's going outside. He's going outside.
All right. So we need a little bit of a review here. Let's once again discuss the issue of Shnei Matirim, okay? There are a number of different factors that we have to think about when we have two Matirim. First of all, what aveda are you doing with these Matzah. Remember, please do not confuse the four Avedas, which by the Mincha is one, Komen, two, three, and four. Give it to me! That's wonderful. There we go. So we have four Avedas. Do not confuse that with the two Matiri, which are and Lavona. Wonderful. Now,
the Kavitsa part.
Can I do to a Lavona? The four Avedas, the first of four Avedas, does it have anything to do with Lavona? No, because there is no Kavitsa on Lavona. Therefore, there is no problem of Ein Mefaglum B'chatzi Matzah when it comes to the Lavona. I mean, I did whatever I could do. I mean, when it comes to Kavitsa, I did whatever I could do. I was Kemet to Kemet. I mean, you can't Kemet to Lavona. So that Aveda was done as an Aveda Hashuva. Indeed, it only affected half of the Matir. But that is the Aveda that's done in order to ultimately be Matir, the Mincha. A Kmita of a Komet, not a Kmita of a Levina. Okay? That was the opening Mishnah that said, of course, in this case, we're all agreed that there's no problem of a Mephagra Mephazi Matir. If you do the Komet. Now, if you do the Haktorah, that was today's Mishnah. How many things are there to do Haktorah 2 in the Mishnah? Two. One, the Komet, the other, the Levina. So if I only have a Makshevet Pigel on the Haktorah's Komet, or on the Haktorah's Levina, I'm then trying to be Mephago with a Hati Matir. Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, and the Chachamim, whether you can be Mephag with a Chatzi Matir. We had a little bit of a tangential discussion, according to Rav, which got a little confusing, about whether if you start off with the Machshavas Pigel, does that mean you did the whole thing with the Machshavas Pigel, right? Now, those are the two extremes. How about Holoka? Now, in Holoka, you certainly can do Holoka both to the Komet and to the Levona. On the surface, it would appear, therefore, that you have the same issue of I'm being Mephaga with a Chatzi Matir. If I only do the Holoka of the Komet with the Machshavas Pigel and not the Holoka of the Levona with the Machshavas Pigel. No, they're definitely not together. Absolutely not. They're two completely different acts. Yes. Yeah.
So to be specific in that particular case.
Yeah.
What's the exact thought at what time? You're thinking while you're doing
the Komet, putting it onto the Eish, you're saying, I'm bringing this Komet in order to eat the Tishurayim next week at the Bar Mitzvah party.
Sure, while you're carrying it.
In the case of Holocha, yeah, while I'm carrying it. Right. And then you go ahead, or another Kohen goes ahead, it doesn't make any difference, and brings the Levona. And he's a very religious guy, and he's going to do it right. So that's a Chatzi Matir. Nonetheless, says Rabbi Yochanan, no, there's no problem with Chatzi Matir. Right. Either, as Rashi explains, the Holoka is avoidable. So, I mean, you might have done it without any Holoka at all when it comes to the other one. What integrates them? Or, so as explains, it's much more basic. Since the Holoka is not Matir, what's the relationship of Matirin? There's no Matirin when it comes to Holoka. So what do you mean, Chatzi Matir? I mean, it's a coincidence that the thing that you're doing Holoka to is a Matir on some other level when it comes to Akhtar, it's a Matir. But it's not a Matir right now. So why would a Chatzi Matir be the issue? It's a whole Aveda, that's all. I did the Aveda of the Kemet, the Holoka. Very good. Oh, what's wrong? Hold the same. That's the Machlokas Mishlokas and Rav Yochanan. Is there an interrelationship of Matirin? In order to prove our point and to see whether Rav Yochanan is wrong, we said, well, how about the case in the Mishnah? The case in the Mishnah. You had the two Tvasim. The two Tvasim, you did set over there, you did the Shechita of one of the Tvasim. Right? Now, does the Lecha need Shechita? Shalakim doesn't need Shechita. It may need Shechita. It really doesn't need Shechita. The Shechita is Matir to Dam. It's certainly not Matir to Lechem. What does the Lechem care if you shech it? So as far as the Lechem is concerned, there should be no relationship of Shnei Matirin. And I should say, well, if I Shech in one of the kvatim. That's obviously an aveda chashuva b'tnei asma. The lechem is now pigo. But it's not. In fact, it's exactly the same machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about whether the two kvatim are chatzi matirs, not only in the dam, which I understand the lechem does require the zrikas adam, but even in the shechita, which as far as the lechem is concerned, is just there. Right? Are we okay? So apparently Rabbi Yochanan is wrong, asks the Gemara. So answers the Gemara, no. There is a difference. And the difference is, Omar le mi sabit lechem de tanur kadosh? Did you think that the shechita is not necessary for the lechem? That when you put the lechem into the oven, that's what makes them holy and gives them the kedusha tagur? That's what gives them the kedusha tagur of the shtei lechem on tzeret? No. The actual shechita akvatim is mekatshim. What makes the lechem kadosh is the shechita. That's all. And if you don't do Shechita, you don't have Kedusha's lechem. Fine, so you'll say, okay, Kedusha, big deal. Kedusha is not to be matir. No. Habava kadesh kebala hatir. When it comes to being to bringing the Kedusha on the thing, because that is critical to its being able to be now mutter, then it's the equivalent of being matir. You can't say that we don't have a relationship of matirin. If you're being Bala Kadesh, if you need the two kvasim, then you need the shechita of the two kvasim. And therefore, there too we have a machlokas. Mashenkin, when it comes here to holacha, it's neither being matir, nor is it being makadesh. It isn't achieving anything in particular, and therefore it has no relationship with shnei matir. So I stick to my guns, says Rabbi Yochanan. Most of Rabbi Barash has got another problem for Rabbi Yochanan. Acherim omrim higdim mulim la'arelim kasher, higdim arelim lemulim pasul, v'kaimel on the b'chatzi matir plige. The question over there is, what is the halakha legabe shechting a carbon pesach? When you shech the carbon pesach, you have to cut both the trachea and the esophagus. There's an any shechita of an animal. Each one of those simonim, the kana and the veshet, are separate parts of the shechita. Now, if you shech the carbon pesach for people who are arelim and are not able to eat the carbon pesach, that's no good, because then you passel the shechita. Suppose you did part of the shechita for arelim and part for mulim, or part for mulim and part for arelim, then it is that it's a chatzi matir. Now the question over there is, it says, if you're marking mulim la'arelim, it's kosher, because then the initial machshava is for mulim, and if you're marking arelim mulim, it's pasul. The kind of one over there, we said they're talking about chatzi matir. I don't understand, what's the matir? Where is this a matir? I mean, according to you, it isn't a matir anything, is it? I mean, you're talking about now the shechita. You haven't even gotten to the point where you're going to be. You haven't even mekabel the dam. So where? What's the matir? Or marley? It's the same idea. The dam that is going to be used for the zrika is not kosher for anything just because it's the dam in the neck of an animal. Mi sabra dam b'tzavarbe makadosh dam b'sakin mekachele. It's the sakin of the shechita that brings Kedusha to the dam and enables it to be used for Zrika. And Habola Kadesh Shabola Hatir Dami, that's the equivalent of being Mati. Tashma? Okay, I got another question. Bamed Varamamur Bikmitsa Ubamatan Kli Ubihiluk. Now remember we brought that price before, we sort of fumped on that Ella. Whether that Ella belongs in the first place, the second place. So it says over there. When do we say that you're being mefago on the kemetz alone? That's dafka b'kmitza. And then it says the matan kliyot the hiluk. Now the fire hiluk is referring to the hiluk that it always refers to. You're being mahalik in order to bring it to the haktara, right? So my lav hiluk the haktara, and it says over there that they're not arguing. Ah, so in other words, Rabbi Yochanan is right. When it comes to Hiluk, we're not arguing.
So that seems to blow Rish Lakish out of the water. Huh? Interesting. Says Rish Lakish, that doesn't mean Hiluk of Haktorah. In Hiluk of Haktorah, they would have been arguing. It's Hiluk of Matan Kli. And Hiluk of Matan Kli, of course, is only done for the Kohen, not for the Levona. And therefore, they Matan Kli is the equivalent of Kmita. Just like everybody agreed that Kmita is not a Chatzimata because it only applies to the Kohen, not the Levona. So too is Matan Kli not a Chatzimata because it only applies to the Kohen and not the Levona.
The Levona doesn't have to be put in the Kli?
Nope.
Handful right over the fire?
That's right. It's not even quite a handful. It's on a bin and handful. Yeah. So, wait a second. Then the order is wrong. So why does it say Matan Kli Behiluk? It should say Behiluk of a Matan Kli. Because you mean Hiluk to the Kli. Not Hiluk to the Mizbeah. Okay, fine. So bad. I'll look actually to me often sometimes. So say that, okay? You like that? So put it that way. So, but it says, Balo Lahaktara. Balo Lahaktara. The next case is Lahaktara. The next case is Olaka. Say, Balo Lahaktara. Well, that's not a question. Look, Kashuk. Even though Olakatara, Haktara, Kari Lahaktara. You could say it. The next step is to be mocked. Of course, in order to be mocked, you'll have to be able to be mocked. But it says Natanata Komets Bishtika. It shouldn't say Natanata Komets Bishtika. It should say Holichata Komets Bishtika, according to you. Well, it's the same thing. Yeah, okay. Kasha, that is definitely something of a problem. Now, suppose you do your pigle in pieces of the single mods here, let's say. So let's say you take one sumsum, lechol sumsum. You have a shear of only a single sumsum in the haktara, and you do it to eat one sumsum of the shirai. Then you take the next sumsum for the next sumsum, and you keep doing this all the way down the street. So in that case, achikala kamaskul, you finish bringing the entire kamas. And you finished, so the question is that considered to be, I mean, how do we look at that? Is that like half of a matir, or it's gradual, or? That's a three-way machlokas, or anything. Rav Chista, Rav Amnun, and Rav Sheshes argue. One says it's pigle, one says, well, it's not pigle, but it's potzel, and one says, no, it's completely kosher. Now, shall we say that the Mandiyam of Pigal looks like Rabbi Meir, and that even though it's a Chatzi Matir, each Sumsum is a Chatzi Matir, nonetheless it's a complete Mephagel, and the Mandiyam of Potzel looks like Rabbonim, and the Mandiyam of says it's Kosher, looks like Rebbe that we had before, we had Rebbe said, Omer Ani Shehu Kosher, in the case where it was Chatzi, was one of the Kvosim to be Matir, Chatzi Zayas, and one in the Lechem, and he says, it's not even Mitzaret. No. Mimai, who says? There's no relationship between these three sheets and those three sheets. Vilma Atkan, Lokam, Rabbi Meir, Asam, Alasafisha, Vishyum. I mean, maybe Rabbi Meir agrees that in order to have a mafagli, even in a kati matri, you need to have a shear. A sumsum is not a shear. Avalokad, Lokosha, Vishyur, Lo. Vyatkan, Lokam, Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan who said over there, ain't mafagli, makati matri. That's because that's all you did? But over here, you did the whole matir. You just did the whole matir one sesame at a time. So, Mimela, Hak, the low kosher bekulei matir, Hak, the kosher bekulei matir. Over here, where Lamaisa, you were matir, the entire thing is just with a sumsum at a time. So, maybe Akinami the problem. Maybe they would agree that that's not a problem of Katsi matir. Rebbe was talking over there that you had a different kevis each time. And over here you're using the same kevis. So why would he say over here it's not mitzvah? He would agree that it's possible here too. Elamand yomar pigo divreyakol. Mand yomar possible divreyakol. A man on a kosher divrei akol has no relevance whatsoever to the question of chatzi matirs or anything of the sort. And I'll tell you what the machlokas is. Very simple. Mandioma Pigal Divrei Hakol. There's a mandioma that says everybody would agree here that Hakomim, Rabbi Meir, there's no problem with Chatzimata, that's for sure. And why is it Pigal? It's Pigal because I did an act of Haktorah about an act of Achila, even though I did it piece by piece. Derech Haktorah Bekach, Derech Achila Bekach. There's nothing missing. What's it your business if I do things slowly? So I'm a little slow. Man Yom Rapasol, he says, that's true according to everybody. The reason that it's possible is because it may be Derech Achila Bekach, but it's not Derech Haktorah Bekach. And if it's not Derech Haktorah Bekach, I never did the Haktorah of this Mincha. That's the point. You didn't do the Haktorah of the Mincha, I mean, it's not legal, but you're not allowed to eat it. So it's possible. The Man D'Yomar who says it's completely kosher, he says just the opposite. He says, look, it's the Derech Haktorah Bekach. So I did a Haktorah. It's not Derech Achila to do it some of the times. I never possible an Achila. So I'm left with a kosher again, a kosher Mincha. It means that I brought the Kometz on properly. And I wasn't defiled because I was talking about a non-Achila Achila. It's not legal if you're not doing Achila, if you're just doing your sesame at a time. The melee Derech Achila Bekach. And it's completely kosher. Kol Sharir Bekayam.
This is where Miss Pigle and Comet the Frog and the kosher.
Not bad! I thought we were going to get at least the Arabian Nights and open sesame and stuff like that. But all
right. Right now. Fine.